great match having you.
Yeah. All right. Doing, man? Good to see you again.
Hey, how was golf?
It was good. It was good. Yeah, it was good. We had a little fun this week. Now the game's not as dialed in as you want to be, but hey, we had fun.
Yeah. What was that one down the 18th fairway you had? I heard a rumor it was 340 down the middle. Is that rumor, legend, or accurate?
I think it was right around. It was close. I don't know. We didn't really mark it off. We were just kind of guessing from what we had left into the hole. But it was really the 5-iron that George hit next. He hit a 220-yard 5-iron to get us close to the hole, or get us close to the green, and then we were able to seal the deal with a little par there and get a win.
A couple years ago when we were talking, you were interested in scuba diving. Have you taken those lessons yet?
No, I still haven't done it. I need to get into it. But I think it'd be something really, really fun to get into. And, man, it'd be sweet to see what's under the water.
Does your contract prohibit anything like that?
Yeah, we're probably not allowed to do it, so it's probably bad that I said it.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, we'll do it under the cover.
Matt, what do you think about the additions to the rotation?
I think it's wonderful. I think the two guys that we've added are perfect for the situation, are perfect for our clubhouse, and looking forward to getting to know those guys even more.
Do you know them?
I've gotten to know Jeff a little bit, being in Arizona. He's been down in Arizona getting his workout over down at the field, so he's been really, really great to get to talk to and be around. So he's, I think he's going to fit in really, really good.
Matt, to your left, it's just you. I think you went home with the idea of, just because you're healthy, just sort of working on finding the arm slot, finding the rhythm. How far along do you think you are right now, Matt?
I think I'm where I need to be right now. Everything's feeling good. I think it's still just fine-tuning and tweaking my rhythm and my motion and what I need to get done, and not getting too frustrated, you know, with the beginning. You know, it's still early. Give yourself a little bit of leeway, but lay the good groundwork to be able to get into the end of spring training where you need to be to start the season out.
But you like the way the ball's coming out of your hands and where you're spotting it, even though you're not working on spotting pitches at the moment.
No, right now I'd rather do it that way. I'd rather get a little bit more fine-tuned and let the velocity and everything come along like it normally does. But let's just lay the groundwork right, get the good outside-inside corners working, and then we'll go from there.
Has that always been your approach, Matt, to work on the location and stuff right away and worry about the velocity?
You know, sometimes I do, and then sometimes I don't. And I don't know if there's one way or the other that works best for me, but that's the plan I'm going to go with this year.
Matt, you've anchored the rotation in the past, but now you're going to be in the back end of the rotation. How do you feel about, you know, I guess potentially right now you're penciled in as a number four starter?
Right. I mean, we've got guys that are all one and two starters. So you got five of us, and you can't all start on the same day. So it's a good problem to have. And, you know, we're excited about being able to face each other, you know, every day and seeing who can outdo each other.
This team's strength has always been the pitching since you've been here. When you see the moves that they made in the offseason, you get that sense that here we go again. This is what we're supposed to do.
Exactly, and I think that's what they did. They know what we've done in the past. We've been a lot around what we've done as a starting staff. Is giving those guys in the bullpen maybe some leeway later on in the beginning of the season, and try to carry those guys a little bit, and those guys can help us out down the run in the September and definitely into the postseason.
I know you mentioned it to the kids about the evil. What do you guys even think about this?
You know, it'll come up every once in a while. I was thinking about it the other day when I was walking into the clubhouse. It would be ridiculous. It'd just be a cool story. I mean, obviously everything lined up that way. To do it again, you know, to have an even year work out the way that it had in the past, you know, 5 years. But, you know, that's our goal and that's what we want to do. And, you know, we're going to try as hard as we can to make it work again.
One of the few guys on the roster that's been there for all three World Series teams. So how can you compare this roster heading into spring training to the ones you had in 10, 12, and 14?
I think it's really similar. I think we've got a lot of the same personality guys. We've got a lot of guys, you know, just on the rotation side that can pitch deep into a game, that can carry a team late into games that we need to carry and save the bullpen. And then I think we've got a lot of versatility in the lineup, you know, from the top to the bottom, which, you know, can help us out a lot with power and speed and get some stuff down when we need to.
What did you learn about your body going through what you left the last year? Did you have to make any adjustments, or do you feel like you're back to where you need to be from a mechanics perspective?
I probably learned a lot about my body, probably more than I'd wanted to know, because it was almost nice to be a little bit dumb about it. But you start learning what hurts and what doesn't hurt. But it's, you know, some of it is too. It's on the mental side. You've got to learn to work through different situations. You've got to learn to work through bad, you know, bad starts in long stretches of them. And that's part of the game, and you got to go through those.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the Torture Cast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.